Joining me now live in studio, we have special guest Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, I know the first Tuesday in August is always set aside as National Night Out, and this year, going to be able to do it in some communities. We haven't been able to really do that last year, I guess, because of what was happening with COVID, and just several communities this year. And this is something that your department really supports.
Right. We've been doing it for years. We can continue to work with, you know, local law enforcement. I think it's a great night for local law enforcement. It's a good night for the community to come together and meet their police officers, meet their first responders, meet their fire departments. They all show up at these things. And, you know, Kingston's going to be doing theirs next Tuesday, August 3rd. And Carver will be doing theirs next Thursday, August 5th. And you have an opportunity to come out there and just really, it generates a good neighborhood spirit. And also, I think it shows you that the men and women of the police are just men and women, and they're doing the job, and they're really good people, and they're trying to do the best they can to keep everybody safe. And so it's always a good night.
So in other words, let's say if somebody, the only interaction they've ever had with somebody in law enforcement is when they, you know, gave them a ticket or gave them a warning, this shows them, okay, we're more than that. We're regular people. We want to meet you on, you know, friendly times and have things to do. I know in Kingston especially, because we usually send a reporter to that, they've got a lot of really cool things going on. You know, they have like the police canine demonstrations, food. I'm not sure if they're going to have that this year. I just looked at this very quickly. They do have pony rides, and they do have food. And theirs is from 4:30 to 7:30 at Silver Lake Middle School. I also heard they're going to have like the state police helicopter flyover.
Right.
I know little kids love all that gear.
Yeah, it's neat. It lands usually in the football field, and then all the kids will have an opportunity to go over there and check out the helicopter. And like I said, it's just a great community event, and it's something that if, you know, you take your family, take your kids, and meet the men and women who every day you don't really hear about them, but, you know, they're patrolling the streets, they're doing the investigations, and making sure that people can stay safe. I mean, our numbers here in Plymouth County are down, our crime numbers are down, and that doesn't just happen. That happens because of a lot of hard work by good people who are behind the scenes. So I'm really fortunate, I think we're fortunate that we should be able to continue to do this.
When you go to these events and you talk to, say, the police officers and you talk to the residents, what kind of feedback do you get there? It seems like everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah, no, it's a great mood. It's a festive mood. It's a party mood, because you have an opportunity to meet people on a human level, not on a professional level per se, but you can also see the many things that they go through, whether it be, like you spoke about, the canine trainings or the different emergency vehicles that are there, and the military groups that show up also. It's a lot of military, a lot of law enforcement, a lot of firefighters and first responders, and it's people in our community who live amongst us every day. That maybe you may see them in the grocery store not wearing their uniforms, but they're out there and about. When they work, they're making a big difference, and I'm happy that we can do this and make sure that we continue to work together with our law enforcement.
And this is not, again, just Massachusetts. It is National Night Out.
Right.
They do this in communities across the country. Have you ever been able to see any of these in another state? Have you been able to see it?
I've never been to one in another state, because usually I'll be here in Massachusetts. It's usually the National Night Out, but it got so big a few years ago and so many towns were doing them that they had to do National Nights Out, because you just couldn't get lots of the vehicles, the emergency vehicles and the helicopters could only go to one or two places a night. They couldn't go to three or four. So it's so big, and I think it's important for me, it's important for the sheriff to be out here in Plymouth County, you know, where we work, and with the people and the men and the women that we work with. I think it makes a big difference.
Well, that's terrific. And again, that's Tuesday, August 3rd. A couple local communities that we know right off the top. In Kingston, they're doing it from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Silver Lake Middle School. Carver's having it too at National Night Out, and that's from 5 to 9. It's going to be at 60 South Meadow Road in Carver. And down in Bourne, they're also doing the National Night Out, and that's going to be from 6 to 8 at Buzzards Bay Park on Main Street in Buzzards Bay. We'll be back to take a look at traffic and weather together right after this.